The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, and usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, you have heard about having fun in the sun when people go to the beach or the pool. Well, today we're going to enjoy the sun, but not with the sun that the earth rotates around. And to enjoy the Son of God, we need to have a proper mindset. So today we're actually going to have fun in the Psalms. Get it? Fun in the Psalms. Next, we take a little bit of extra time to learn about two substantially important Hebrew words. We're going to be talking about the word psalm and the word meditate. The definition of these two words gives us some great insight and instruction on drawing closer to the Lord. And finally, in our lives, there are many things that we delight in or enjoy. A long weekend, oh yeah. Wonderful family visits when they're wonderful and it's not Thanksgiving. Terrific weather, bonus checks, good health, prosperity, and great friends. But there's nothing like an awesome meal. Regular food, of course, but even more so, manna from heaven.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, depending on where you're at in life. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey there, how you doing? We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. I have a $1.19 Chromebook, sits right on my desk right here. If you email me, david@hemustincrease.org, I'll get it. And I should be able to read it. I don't know if I'll be able to respond to it, but I can read it. You're also able to text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can even call us live, 972-445-0770. As a very good friend of mine said, Lee Strobel, it's better to call you live than call you dead. Okay, anyway, you're welcome to call us, 972-445-0770. Here's what happens. When you call that number, Terrific T answers the phone. Let me just explain to you what it's like, okay? When she answers the phone and you talk to her, it's like being first in line. Yeah, that's a good one. First in line. Then she turns it over to me, and it's like you were in the wrong line. First in line. That's good. All right, bottom line, it can be a prayer request. It can be a praise report. It can be something the Lord's working on in your life. We just had somebody blessed to be in Texas, which I totally appreciate because he came out of Ohio. I came out of originally in Michigan, so him and I can have a conversation on another level at another time. But we're both in Texas. Like, praise the Lord. It can be about stuff like that. It can be stuff that's going on in your life. It can be something that you're just trying to figure out, something that you want the Christian community to talk about or maybe give you help on, or maybe you're just looking for people to support. Maybe you got some answers to Bible trivia and you want to share what those are. It's open. As long as we keep it copacetic, so to speak, we just don't like, you know, this particular time is not geared for people to be freaking out and banging their head against the wall because we have 22 and a half other hours throughout the day to do that. So just do it then. But right now we do this stuff to encourage one another. Here is the next trivia question. What was the name of the prophet who was swept away by a whirlwind. Ooh, by a whirlwind. If you think you know the answer, you can call in. If you haven't called in, call in. 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. If you think you know the answer, shouldn't be too difficult for many of you scholars out there. I know you're right there with me. Let us also remember the website. He must website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, we encourage you to check out the website. There's a couple things connected to it. There's nothing super-duper fancy. There's nothing super-duper awesome. It's got some basic stuff. It's got some decent teachings. It's got some links. It's got some funny things. We do have a YouTube page. I haven't done a YouTube video in like a year and a half, but there's still some good stuff on there. So you're welcome to check it out, and you get to see our new bumper sticker coming out and all that kind of stuff. So we encourage that. All right, do we have somebody who's ready to answer the question? All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, it's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you? Awesome to hear you.
I'm fine. How's your Friday going?
It's, you know what? It's going really good. You got it. I'll tell you one thing. If you can, you got to listen to about that 231, 232 point. I'm going to have somebody on who's never been on the show, a very, very, very special guest who's just going to be on for a couple minutes, and I promise you it'll be a lot of fun. So if you can listen
to
that,
you
got to check that out. All right. What was the name of the prophet who was swept away by a whirlwind?
I think it was Elijah.
Elijah. That is correct, ma'am. You got it.
Yes.
It's not Elisha, which a lot of people might think, well, is that Elisha? No, it's Elijah, and that would be the correct answer. He and Enoch, as far as we can tell, are the only two people that didn't actually face death. In the sense of the one guy that was, there was a person who was resurrected in the Old Testament, then they died again. So the idea behind this, though, is that he was swept up so powerful, and yet that's nothing compared to how the resurrection is going to be. So that's something that we all get to ask access on. Amen. All right, excellent job. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and y'all have a good weekend.
All right, God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, excellent work. Okay, just keep in mind, if you guys call in, anything's open for conversation. That doesn't matter. It's not professional radio. Hey, T, is this professional radio?
Not at all.
Thank you. Thank you for the at all add-on.
I know. I when I was answering the phone, instead of saying KAAM, I said hello.
You getting comfortable back there?
Getting comfortable.
Okay. All right. This show's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Kinda. It's the David Spoon Experience, so buckle up, little campers. We're going to get right into our teach. Ready? Ready. All right? There's no sound for this. So I don't think we have anything going on, so I don't think I gave you a sound. If I did, I forgot. Anyway, here we go. Ready? Fun in the Psalms. We're going to have to come up with a Beach Boy-y kind of like fun kind of. All right. Here's what it says. Psalm 1, just reading, not just going through different psalms, sharing from my devotions. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, who stands not, nor stands in the path of sinners, stands not in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It's amazing how this first intro song, so this intro psalm starts the whole ball out of the next 150 psalms. You know, psalms split up into five books. For those that do not know, I'm telling you this now, the five books are often thought to reflect five different phases that Israel went through. The initial of connecting with God, a little bit of downgrade because they're not doing as well, big downgrade in number four, or number three. In number four, book number four, there's a little bit of light that shines. And in number five, everything that has breath, praise the Lord, it goes all the way back up to the top. If you never heard that, it's just something that's cool. Let me tell you something. God's much more involved in the word than people think, or that people just interpreting or whatever. God's much more involved in this. But let's just deal with this first thing right away. Blessed is the man. Can I tell you? Let me tell you. You heard of the Beatitudes, right? Same thing. That's right. Remember Jesus said, blessed is the man, blessed is the man, blessed is the man. And people said, well, you can interpret that joyful, happy. These are the attitudes to be. This is the exact same thing. In fact, in the Septuagint, you're like going, is this like the same word? Blessed is the man. But then it comes in from a negative side, who doesn't do this and doesn't do this and doesn't do this. You don't want to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't want to stand in the path of sinners. And you don't want to sit in the seat of the scornful. What the scripture is telling you right off the bat is don't walk bad, don't stand bad, don't sit bad. That's what it says. In other words, it's just think about how this is starting off in the Psalms. Don't walk with the counsel of the ungodly. Don't walk that way. Don't stand there in the pathway of sinners. I support the sinners. Stop that. You got all these people doing all these things all over the world. Stop supporting sinners. Stop walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And don't sit in your blessed assurance in the seat of the scornful. Stop that. But the scripture says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. The joy of the law of the Lord, the graciousness of the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect, able to restore the soul. When we come back, we're going to talk about that in a little more depth. But as for now, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us. And that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right? Just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines. The one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14, 27, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts.
Sometimes hallelujah. Sometimes.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right. Now, that's not to say there's no other Christian stations, okay? In fact, that's not even anything that Don or Crawford uses. I just use it because my program director about 4 years ago gave it to me. I thought, that's kind of cool. That's why we use it. Pretty big spiritual reason, huh? Okay. Here we go with our next trivia question. Now, this one catches people by surprise, so I'm warning you. So it's not that it's hard, but it's a little trickier because they get some of the numbers mixed up. King Solomon had how many wives? King Solomon had how many wives? Right? How many anniversaries did that guy have to remember?
Boy, that's pretty funny all by itself.
Let's see. We got a couple things that we need to cover. We've already done the website. We've done some of the other stuff. I'm going to get into the word psalm and the word meditation in just a minute. Before we do, we have to have a little – no, it's Friday, so I have to do this. So for those that are, you know, having a hard time, take a deep breath. Oops, somebody's already calling in on the trivia. So we'll do the trivia. And then I'll do this other segment I need to do, and then we'll get back into the teaching in the Psalms. So we'll give them a chance to answer. So keep in mind, you can text in, you can call in, you can send an email. Any of those things work. We ready? All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. There it is. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby over here at Climax.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I think King Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
That is correct, sir! You are absolutely right. And I got that. I used to get that mixed up, so I used to think he had 300 wives and 700 concubines, but it was the other way. It's 700 wives, 700 anniversaries. He's not that smart, is he? Excellent job, brother. Excellent work.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I remember it because I was thinking 700 wives, that's you have to see them. You only see them once every 2 years or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It wouldn't be too bad. So.
Yeah. if he's not a nice guy,
anyway,
it's good for the gals, right?
It's earful if they're all in the same house, though.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, God bless you, David. You keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, my brother. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent. I'd just like to have 700 anniversaries. If I get one right, I'm really happy, right? I mean, because if I don't get one right, I'm going to hear about it for 364 days. How would you like to have 700? I think he probably hired somebody just to cover that. That's would be my guess. Ready? All right. Here's the next humor thing. Get your buzzer ready. You got your buzzer ready? That still works. Okay. These are church signs. Now, some of these are okay, but some of these are funny. So, and we let Terrific T be the ultimate decision maker. Here it is. There's 10 signs. We'll do them real fast. The first one, free trip. This on a church. Free trip to heaven. Details inside. Okay. Not bad, right? Not bad. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. All right. Here's the next one. Try our Sundays. They're better than Baskin Robbins.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
This is funny because you got to hear it as I do it. Searching for a new look, have your faith lifted here. Instead of face lifted, come on. All right. There's an ad for a church with a picture of somebody holding two stone tablets where the Ten Commandments are, and it says, for fast, fast, fast relief, take two tablets. Okay. I'm not even going to disagree with you on that one. The restaurant next to the church put out a big sign says open Sundays. That's not a good one. Just skip that one altogether. Having trouble sleeping? We have sermons. Come on in and hear. come in and pray today. Beat the Christmas rush.
Well, he's going Christmas.
All right. This was on a sign in front of a church. Sign broken. Message inside this Sunday. They're saying the sign is broken. All right. Let's see. Come work for the Lord. The work is hard. The hours are long. And the pay is low. But the retirement benefits are out of this world. Okay, not bad, not bad. And then, finally, if you're headed in the wrong direction, God allows U-turns. U-turns. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Not bad, right? That's all right, right? It's pretty good. A little funnier than the clown ones.
Yeah, very funny than clown ones.
A little funnier than clown ones. I have to think that Try Our Sundays are better than Baskin Robbins. That's a good one. That's what I'm like. Okay. All right, back to the stuff. I'm working on it, folks. We don't have anything else we have to do, right? Don't forget, 2:32-ish, hopefully, if everything goes well, we'll have a very special mystery guest. Interesting. All right, I want to give you some insight on this. So we were doing this Psalm 1, and I didn't spend a ton of time on it, but I want to give you a little bit of insight on some of the words. So the word psalm, okay, psalm, P-S-A-L-M, is mizmor in the Hebrew translation of the Septuagint. It's mizmor. Actually, in the Hebrew, it's a little different than that as well. And the word psalm means, get this, it's really important, a song with words that accompany it. That's what the word psalm means. Every time you read a psalm, you read those and you think, wow, those are really poetic, and wow, that's really good writing. But what we don't recognize that all 150, while we don't typically have the music for them, they all had music that went with them. Okay, so whenever you think of that, you think, in fact, in the original Hebrew, the word psalm is actually is praise, and it's all about that these words went with music to lift up praise to the Lord. So first, that's the first thing I just want you to understand. The word psalm, mizmor, an instrumental song, a song with words accompanied by it. It means to play or make music while singing. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we covered this verse. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. I want to talk to you about this Hebrew word. This Hebrew word for meditates is haga. Haga, okay? Not like you're, I guess it's close to haggis, but haga, haga. It means to reflect, to moan, to mutter, to ponder. In one of the definitions for meditation, it means to flip over in the mind. The reason that I remember that one is because I worked at a fast food place. Flip the burger, flip the burger, flip the burger, flip the burger. That's what we're supposed to do when we meditate in the law of the Lord. When his word is our meditation, we're flipping it over and over in our mind. It's a process by which we consider it continually. Now, what this emerged into in the meditation was there was used to be kind of a soft droning sound, and so that no other distractions would get away from the person who was doing it, and they would be called davening, which is to kind of move back and forward, making a sound while considering or meditating, rocking back and forth. It was a form of meditation and prayer. But by itself, meditation means to flip it around in the mind, to keep think, to reflect, to ponder, to consider it, and consider it again, and consider it again. That's haga. Haga is the word, and that's for meditates. And so where it says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, it's not that the only thing that a person thinks of is the law of the Lord, because you wouldn't even know how to take your spoon and put it to your mouth while you're eating. It's that while you're going through your day and night, you're sensitive enough to continually reflect on the laws and the truths and the teachings and the testimonies of God on a continual basis. In other words, God doesn't get a compartment like when you do your 20 minutes of exercise 3 times a week. God gets continual, kind of like your breath in that sense, even though sometimes you're not even aware you're breathing, then sometimes you are. You need to be, like I need to be, aware of his word, of his truth, of his law, and let it saturate our system. Every time I think of saturate, I think of mushrooms in garlicky butter and stuff like that. You saturate them and so on. It's like that's what the word has to do inside of us. And then it says, in his law, he meditates day and night. And for those that do that, for those that flip the word, the truth, over and over in your mind, thinking about it, you think, oh, this is the answer to this. There's nothing more to it. Wrong, wrong, wrong. God has so much greater depth than people, so much greater understanding than people. The depth of God is phenomenal. And you can consider it and consider it all the days of your life, and you'll never fully grasp on this side. But there's a benefit to this meditation. Whoever does this meditation in the Word of God, in the law of God, in the truth of God, will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Did you ever see a tree planted by the rivers of water? They're tough. You can't just pull those bad boys down. They are enduring. And it says, planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season. In other words, you don't want the fruit coming forward at a bad time. You want it coming at the right time, everything in the perfect and proper time, whose leaf will not wither, and whatever it does will prosper. You want to have that favor of God in the things that you do. Be that kind of person that sits there and thinks and concentrates and meditates and puts into action and lives in and enjoys, delights in the law of the Lord. Then God's going to be like, yeah, this is my buddy. I love this girl. Nobody's going to touch her. I'm going to protect on all sides. That's what we're talking about. Got that? Okay. Okie dokie, artichokey. All right, hopefully everything will go well when we do the comeback. And as for now, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, for you and I, God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere, because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the Scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So we're going to do this segment a little bit different than we normally do, because we got about another minute and a half or 2 minutes to see if our person's going to call in our very special, very unique guest. I'm not going to say anything more about that. But in lieu of that, we're going to have to wait on our trivia, because I want to make sure to get that portion in. Plus, we're going to have to wait on the teaching, because I want to get that portion in. So we will do a few things while we are filling the time. Don't you like the honesty? This is like, what are you guys doing? We're filling the time. We're covering another minute and a half.
Stalling.
Yeah, they're stalling. But we're doing it well.
Very well.
Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, see? He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, now we're going to do a little bit of history to cover up the next minute to minute and a half, because we're not dumb. Okay, let's do the history song.
Let's go live.
All right, got a lot of stuff to cover on this one, so let me see if I can do this really good. First and foremost, it's National Spinach Day, okay? You like spinach?
I love spinach, yes.
Do you? So you like a Popeye fan?
Yes.
Oh, see? Because I like Popeye.
Except for, you know, he does the spinach in the can. I like fresh spinach.
Yeah,
or, like,
that is kind of weird. Oh, he would squish that open and then
eat
that?
Eat it?
You know?
It's like all that saltiness.
Yeah. Anyway. That is some weird writing, though. Because of the girl and the guy, you know, Brutus and the girl. Oh, it's just like, okay, we'll just move on. National Nugget Day. I like that. Nugget. Okay. I mean, I'm all for that. Because I'm in my Doctor of Ministry PhD, and you keep thinking, well, why do I say Doctor of Ministry and PhD? They've mixed it all together now. I can't even figure it out myself, and I know what I'm doing. Technically today, it's No Homework Day, which is like, come on.
Hey,
I mean, come on.
Hey, hey.
Wish I had this when I was in college.
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm reading 3 or 4 books every 8 weeks. Just like, and you know, like I said, when the books are good, it's fine. When the books are not good, it's not fine. It's really long is kind of a nice way. All right, our caller's calling in, so we're getting ready to turn that over. But before we get there, a couple things to let you know. On this day in 1827, Ludwig van Beethoven, the German composer, passed away. I thought this was fascinating. 1872, on this day, the fire extinguisher was patented. It was patented by the African-American inventor Thomas J. Martin. Boy, if they don't have a lot of money going in that family from a fire extinguisher, everybody's got a fire extinguisher, right? I mean, everybody anywhere all over the place. And here's the last thing that we'll get to our special guest. In 1889, the first use of the term fans was used by the Kansas Times and Star when it used to describe baseball followers. First time it's ever in literature, fans. Isn't that weird? It's kind of a weird, like, really? I thought they'd be around forever.
Yeah, you know? Well, it's a little weird.
I mean, what do they call people when they were watching the Olympics back in, you know, 12 AD and said they had to call them something. All right. We have a special guest. I'm going to wait, and I will announce it as soon as I say hello to her. So go ahead and do the ring, and we'll bring her on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
This is who? What's your name?
My name is Julie Schiller.
Julie Schiller, are you the daughter of David Spoon?
I am. I have that lucky title.
So, not so lucky. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, this is my daughter, Julianne, and you know her from her son, Easton Scott, and so she's on our show for the first time ever, first time any of my kids are on any of the radio I've ever done, so this is a monumental event, first time in 10 years, and I want her to have a few minutes to share what she is promoting, which is called National Purple Day, having to do with bringing awareness to epilepsy. So can you take it from there and explain to people what it is?
I can, yes. So Purple Day is exactly what you said. Just the whole day is dedicated to bringing awareness to epilepsy, people that are fighting epilepsy. And the more awareness we get out there, the more opportunities for cures to come and families to have a little bit more of a normal life.
Okay. And for what are you guys doing, something unique or special to commemorate or to promote National Purple Day?
Yes. So we have been putting out there all week on social media and just asking people to wear purple and post a picture and tag us and hashtag Purple Day 2021. And if you want to look up that hashtag, it's fun. You can see all the different people. Last year, over 85 countries had people posting pictures of them and their family members and friends in purple and just bringing awareness to epilepsy, which is obviously near and dear to our heart, especially because of our son, Easton.
Right. So is there some place that people who are listening can get more information if they want to get more involved, if they want to be participants either through prayer or through financial means? Are there places for people to go?
Yes. So there's multiple places you can go. The first place I would recommend is specifically our son, Easton. He has the KCNT1 gene mutation. So you can go to KCNT1epilepsy.org, and that tells you all about his specific mutation. You can pray. You can become a supporter financially if you're interested. You can just keep up to date on what's going on. There's a lot of research, a lot of opportunity in the future, hopefully sometime in his lifetime, for an actual cure. The other thing you can do is go to purpleday.org, and it will tell you all about Purple Day and the different ways you can get involved in your area.
Okay, so that gives people an opportunity. Give me that K, the K one again. It's
yep, K as in kite, C as in cat, N as in neighbor, T as in Tom, 1epilepsy.org.
Okay, .org. Okay, so KCNT1. Yes. Epilepsy, KCNT1epsilepsy, is that right? .org?
Yep, .org. Yep. Okay. And that is Easton's specific type of epilepsy.
Okay. And so for many of you who are listening, who have listened to the show before, this is the mother of Easton Scott, who you heard me talking about multiple times, who have stood firm in the faith, recognizing that this is the challenge the Lord has brought before him and that they're refusing to let their faith die, believing God for great things, but also believing that they're called to love with all they have, not just for Easton Scott, but also for Addie Bug and for Isaiah Anthony, the other two children. And Julianne and Jared are stellar examples. I wish I could take credit, and everybody wishes they can take credit, but this is them showing true, genuine faith of their Christian connection, their confidence in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and moving forward in hope, never being moved out of that, right?
Yeah, yes. And what's cool about that is for his gene specifically, the tagline they say is hope is on the horizon.
Hope is on the horizon.
And we are
I like
just
it.
Absolutely believing that. God has been so good to us through this whole journey. It's been a really difficult road to walk. We have definitely had a lot of doubts, a lot of fears, a lot of tears, but the Lord has just continually shown up time and time again. Right when we think we can't handle anymore, he just shows up in such a clear, obvious way. And just gives us what we need to keep going. So it's been a journey, but we're along for it, and we're excited to see how God's going to use it.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not. I have not talked to you about this because you and I didn't discuss this beforehand, but did you know that even in the Antarctica, they celebrate this? Even in Antarctica.
I did not know that.
That's right. The National Purple Day is celebrated there. All over the planet, on every single continent, it's being celebrated.
Yep.
So we really support that.
It's a big deal in the epilepsy world.
Yeah. And we're very proud that you are standing firm and that the people who have to go through this, they need our prayers, they need our support, financial support, prayerful support, encouragement. And you have done a phenomenal job, and I'm very, very proud of you as a father.
Well, thank you, Dad. And your guys' prayers, they mean the world to us. When I tell you that we can feel them, we absolutely mean that. There is times where he's been seizing in the middle of the night and we're struggling and you just feel this extra oomph, and you know it is people praying for you and the Lord just giving you the strength you need to get through that night, and that means the world to us.
Now, isn't it amazing that you've never done radio before like this and you're on the show and you're just a natural? Now, that's so scary, isn't it?
I get it from my daddy.
Yeah, probably. By the way, my big shout out to you. That means you're not getting a birthday present. That was it.
Good.
I'm kidding.
I'll take it.
All right, we're very, very proud of you. Very proud of Jared, who's standing firm as a husband, stands right in there with you, praying extra special blessings for him. And as well for Addie Bug, my first grandchild, and for Isaiah Anthony, and especially for Easton Scott. We love all of you guys. Thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. That was a blessing.
Yep, love you too.
All right, God bless, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dad.
All right, so that was a fur. We've never done, what'd you think? Never done that before. So I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
Aww.
I'm not going to tell you how old she is because it just makes me older. Doesn't help me. She's the baby. Okay, get that? Okay, I'm telling you. So there's the opportunity to get involved, to be prayerful, and then you can be praying. So now when you're praying for Julianne and for Jared or for Easton Scott, you know what she sounds like, makes a little bit more connection. And this is, I think, what the body is called to. I've been in this great, great study on the Trinity and the community of God, and it's just phenomenal to see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit showing up in our fellowships, in our way of connecting to one another. And this is really how you know that she's a relative of yours. If you listened to her and your heart went, oh, that's it. Because we laugh with those who laugh and we weep with those who weep. And that's the testimony of the family of God. So you guys are a great family. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to take our break and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
My life, it feels like I've been running, running and running and running.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. You understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So that was a pretty good interview. Did you like that interview? Was that kind of like good?
It was very knowledgeable.
Yeah, she's really astute, considering she came anywhere around the DNA of me. That's all I'm going to give you. I'm not going to tell everybody the different things that people texted me, like when Eric said that she sounds more mature than you. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate that. Or Deb's like, you know, I get all flaklept when I'm listening. It's like, you guys are killing me. It's like, wow. And so, and then Joy said something just beautiful. She sounds fantastic. Wow. And then, you know, Al's like, she doesn't sound like you. Yeah, well, she gets the gift on Christmas and birthday. Let me tell you that. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody that texted during that. She did a great job. We'll cover that. We'll try and promote that interview for her. And it's, you know, what's funny is they have to deal with this every single day, you know, this whole process. They don't get a lot of break time. And so for them to do something like they're stepping out and wanting other people to be blessed by it, that's a pretty cool thing. So we might throw up a link for some of their stuff on our website over the weekend. We'll try and do that. All right, we did not get to our trivia, so I will now get to the trivia, the very last trivia of the day. And it's not a difficult one, but it is one that I need a specific answer, okay? Now, it doesn't mean I can't get you there, but you got to kind of think about it. And if you don't know and you can look it up, look it up. How many times did Noah send the dove from the ark? How many times did he send the dove from the ark? The answer is in Genesis 8. So you can go there and check that out. What else do we got to do? We did history. Oh, Ezra going to be starting next week. And as you can see, I'm doing a little bit more Bible teaching, just pulling things out, doing Psalms, doing Colossians. We're doing some different things. There's going to be a little more sermon-y stuff come in. And like I said and promised and we will accomplish is we're going to do some eschatology, study of the last things. I'm not sure people are going to like me as much afterwards, but I got to give you what I got, and I can't give you anything less or anything better. Okay, so again, the question, how many times did Noah send the dove from the ark? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. Cordelia and Joanne have struck first and are correct. You can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Okay? All right. We got that. You guys are going to pray for me, right? Because I got that stuff we got going on. Let's see. Noelle's got a really busy season. Pray for her. I'm just, you know, she's my wife, so I always do whatever I can to support her. She's much better than me. She's way the better half. This is the best you get right here from me. The rest of it ain't that good. You should see me on the road. I've been driving really bad lately. I did today. I cut over where I shouldn't have cut over. Even I felt bad. I had to apologize, not to the driver, to the Lord. It's like, no, I was like, you can't do that. convicting myself while I'm driving. All right, there's the trivia question, and here we go with the last bit of teaching. So we just finished on Psalm 1. We didn't finish the whole psalm, and I do want to finish it. So it says, His delight is in the law of the Lord. In the law he meditates day and night. We talked about meditation, flipping it around like a burger in your mind, keeping it, you know, rotating, thinking about, processing through in your brain. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and trees planted by the rivers are very firm, very strong trees, that brings forth fruit in its season, the right time, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The Lord will bless you with that. Now, the next statement in the rest of the psalm, and this is kind of the setup for all the psalms. The first part of this psalm, this is kind of like an introduction. Psalm 1 is kind of like a gateway psalm, okay, to understand the rest of the psalms. And so the whole premise here is, look, there are wicked and there are not wicked. Those who are not wicked are connected to the law, and those who are wicked forsake the law. And then all the rest of the psalms go down that. It's like, okay, there you go. So this is the next line that comes out in verse 4. The ungodly are not so. They're like chaff, which I think, if I remember correctly, chaff is like the dry part of the husk of the grain. It doesn't have any real weight to it. They're like chaff with the wind, that the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And then it closes up by saying, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Lord takes the time to let you and I know that the ungodly are just going to be blown out. I can't say it any other way that we would all like relate to it. Do you know we have some powerful winds from time to time in Texas, right? Have you ever seen, I'll just use it, have you ever seen a bag get caught up in a windstorm and it just goes kind of like, wow, where's that thing going? It's like it's doing its own little dance and it doesn't look good. That's like the wicked. They're just blown with the wind. Something happens, it's over. Oh, they're high and they're mighty until they step into the hole. And the wind is able to blow them out. Whereas the people who meditate on the word of God, the righteous, to delight in the law of the Lord, they're immovable, even by the waters of a river. But the ungodly, poof. The ungodly, they can't stand in the seat of judgment because they can never get through it. They couldn't even hang out in the congregation because they're so far away. But the way of the righteous, the Lord not only knows their way, but he protects us. He protects us in that. Now, our righteousness is not righteousness that we attain of our own strength. And why is that? Because all our righteousness is as filthy rags before the eyes of God. But the righteousness we receive through faith in Christ, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that enables us. See, you're not, it's not that you're worthy in the context that you and I would think of worthy. You're blessed. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You're blessed. And people have been for, I think, way more than just the Christian time, so way more than 2,000 years, for certainly for 3,500 years at a minimum, have been contemplating the election and the foreknowledge and the predestination and free will, and they've been fighting back and forth, and everybody has an opinion, and everybody's right in their own mind until they're 20 years older, and then they're right in their own mind again, and da-da-da. And here, Scripture just tells you, you're just blessed. Just stop. Just enjoy that. Leave it there. The Lord's with you. He knows what you're going through. He stands by you. Meditate in that word. Your fruit will come in the right season. Your leaf will not wither. Whatever you do, the Lord's going to bless you because he's with you and you're with him. And that's a big part of the whole process. And when you go to heaven, you will spend eternity with God in a much closer relationship. Again, I've maintained and will maintain, no matter what anybody says, that the reason that you can't have the fullness of God now, 24/7, is because these bodies, these mortal bodies, I think would explode in the presence of a righteous God and in the joyfulness that comes from God. I don't think we can handle it. I think we just blow up. But there's coming a time where the resurrection will take place and we will be in glorified bodies and the mortal man will put on immortal and we'll be able to enjoy and delight in the fellowship with God forever. That's like, how cool is that? I mean, me being a sci-fi 3D fan, even I know that is way cooler. God stuff's way cooler. Right? So let the word of God, the law of God, the truth of God be your meditation. Isaiah 8:20, I think it's 8:20, pretty sure, says to the law and to the testimony. We want to know what the word has to say, and we want to consider and ponder the things that God has done in our lives and use those to help us draw closer to the Lord. Right? And that's how you want to go through this process. You're not going to be perfect like Jesus yet. But there's coming a day when your life will be essentially corporately different when you and I are in the presence of the Lord all the time. In the meantime, let's have a little more heaven on earth, which is what Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's just agree with that, right? Not that difficult, right? All right. We have trivia, right? I got to still answer my trivia? Okay. I have to check with T. That's terrible. How many times did Noah send the dove from the ark? The answer is 3 times. Genesis 8, 8 through 12. 3 times that he had to send the dove, okay? That'll be that answer. Okay, we're going to close this particular week out with prayer, keeping it simple. I only got about 55 seconds left or so, but here's something that I really want you to do. Get as much as you can get. Keep in mind, and I give my hats off again to Eric, I'm just slowing it down a little. Got a big sign that says slow down. Because I do get excited. You should see when I find something new in Scripture at home, and then I start telling Noel, and then I stand up. And then I start walking back and forth throughout the house, just yelling all the different. She puts up with a lot, I just want to say. All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you, and all we're asking is that the things that have been spoken or communicated through this show that are beneficial to people drawing closer to you, that those would be the things that you would keep us mindful of. And that anything that's not beneficial, you just help us to forget it and move forward in you. We love you. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Gonna take a 3-day break, then come back. Talk to you Monday. God bless. Can't stand the shame. It
may be false, but it feels the same. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.